Today I'm reading three verses in Matthew chapter 3 again. Verses 10, 11, and 12 in Matthew chapter 3. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Today we're talking about making a solid decision to follow Jesus and letting the world know where our decision has been made. Let's consider the chaff that gets burned with unquenchable fire, here it says. That's likened to people that didn't have enough substance in their life. They were too light. That's what chaff is. It's light. It blows away. That's how you separate the wheat from the chaff. Make a wind, pour it through the air. The wheat falls straight down, the chaff blows away, and you have it separated. It seems like possibly many of the trials that we have in this life are part of that being separated, the wheat from the chaff. God allows those things to happen so that there's the refining going on. If we're not true, if we're not real, if we haven't made that solid decision to follow the Lord, then we'll blow away. So let's consider another passage where someone was too light. It's found in Daniel. Daniel chapter 5. I'll just tell you the story. The king's name was Belshazzar. He was making a big party. And it seems like they were really carrying on and they were mocking God and not sure what all was going on, but there came a hand and started writing on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And nobody knew what it meant. Finally, they found Daniel. And Daniel, by the wisdom that God had given him, was able to interpret it. And it interpreted that God had numbered his kingdom and finished it. He was weighed in the balances and found wanting, and his kingdom would be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. This phrase, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. That, to hear that about myself would be the most terrible thing to hear. It was coming from God. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. My friend, the way to make that God does not need to say that about us is to make that solid, lasting decision to be the Lord's, to be separated unto him, to love him, and to live for him. Let the world know, let the church know, let everyone know. Our lot has been cast. Our decision has been made. We are in with the people of God, come what may. And that's part of what baptism is about and what John the Baptist was about. Drawing people out away from the glitz and the glamour of town and away from all that goes on there, out into the wilderness, to hear his preaching and be baptized unto the remission of sins, to make that clear decision to follow the Lord. That's still what baptism is about today, just a testifying to the world and to the church and to the angels and to God, testifying that we have made our decision. We are done with sin. We have been serving the devil, but we're not going to serve him anymore. We are now serving the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. We are separating ourselves unto him and testifying of it through baptism. And our decision is sealed. It's fixed. It's not changeable. It's unchanging. Here we are, and here we stay, come what may, life or death. If we do that, and we mean it day after day, every day, then our life will show it, and we will not get blown away with the chaff and burnt in the unquenchable fire called hell. My friend, if you have not made that decision yet to serve the Lord Jesus with all your heart, to do whatever he asks of you to do, I beseech you, make that decision today. Make it in all reality, in all honesty. Make it upon your knees before the Lord. Tell him that you will serve him both now and forever. But don't stop there. Don't just do it between yourself and God. Talk about it. Let others know about it. Tell everyone. Make it clear to all around, all that see you and know you, that your decision to serve the Lord Jesus has been made and it's final. And if you haven't been baptized upon your confession of faith, if you have not been baptized after having saving faith, then you need to seal your faith with baptism. If you have any questions or comments, we'd be glad to hear from you. You can press 099 to leave us a message. And also, I'll give you my phone number if you want to call me. And I would be happy to talk with you and share my testimony, hopefully be a help to you in any way I can. My phone number is 717-406-6690. And may the Lord bless you and guide you and keep you. Amen.